Darling, you may have may not noticed, but you've been staring at my butt, and I don't mean to say that I'm not flattered, because for more than a year now, this has been the only butt you're allowed to stare at, so I'm really happy that you still like it. But, well, it's been like half an hour now, and it's starting to get creepy. So, what is it, darling? I have a what? What's an orange spot? Is that some kind of pastry? Like something filled with English marmalade or something? Because I know that I'm a sweet tooth, thank you very much. If you mean to imply that my butt has gotten bigger over. Oh, you mean what about my fur? No, darling. I do not. I mean, why should there be an orange spot on my bottom? Wait. Oh no. Darling, it does appear that I'm graying. What a tragedy. What? No, that's not orange. That's gray. Yes, it is. Hey, stop looking at it. Your girlfriend just discovered that she's starting to turn gray. This is a really emotional moment for me. No, I don't need cuddles. I need to lock myself up in the bathroom with a stack of old newspapers and that one old towel I insist on not throwing out despite all the mysterious black stains on it. And maybe you should go out for a couple of hours. Yeah, you go meet up with those chaotic friends of yours that I don't like. Hey, will you stop it? No, I won't. Stop staring at my butt. This is what I get for not wearing pants at home. I thought I'd do you a favor, give you a little treat, but no. You, of course, have to. Well, tough luck, buddy. No pants time is over. Sweatpants time has officially begun. Now, where did I put my. Darling, have you seen my sweatpants? You know, the gray, sloppy ones? Yes, the ones with the barbecue sauce stain that won't wash out. No, I can't borrow a pair of yours. First of all, they're way too big for me. Plus, they don't have a hole for my tail. Will you stop staring already? Hey, no. I already told you, I don't need a hug right now. I don't trust you. You're just trying to sneakily catch another peek of my butt. I can see right through you, mister. Huh? Yes, it is a big deal. Because I don't want you to see your girlfriend with gray hair. Yes, it is. Some girls just start graying early. Like, really early. No, not the ear scratches. Wait, that's so unfair. Fine. Okay, one hug. But you have to keep your eyes closed. Huh? You have been looking. I knew it. You're so mean. Yes. Okay. That is orange. But, you see, I tried dyeing my fur orange. Yeah. I considered dyeing my fur orange because I wanted to try something new, but I wasn't quite sure how it would look on me, so I decided to first try it out on one's butt. And I chose my butt because nobody would ever see it. Yeah, and it turns out that I don't like it. Orange totally isn't my color, so I'm just gonna keep wearing baggy sweatpants at all times until it grows out. And what? Why would I dye it over with black dye? I have never in my life used black fur dye. Why would I start now? I'm a naturally black Neko, and that's why I've never had any use to use black fur dye. Wait. You noticed the 12 bottles of black hair dye in the recycling bin? I always throw candy wrappers and stuff on them. Wait. What is that supposed to mean? You can let the cat out of the bag? Is it because I'm a Neko? How very funny. Comparing me to a cat. Wow, I've never got that one before. For real now, dude. I don't compare you to a monkey. Just because you have those weird, shriveled ears of yours. I'm sorry, baby. Come on, I didn't mean it like that. Hey. No, it's not that I don't like your ears. Baby. Uh-huh. Do I? Well, darling, I mean, you have so many lovable features, like your eyes, or your cute nose, or, no, I do not dislike your ears, but you have to admit, they do look kind of weird, being all tiny and crumpled and stuff. Plus, why can't you move them? Like, really? What good are they even for? Huh? What about my nose? Yeah, it's pink. So what? I thought you liked it. You mean, you keep booping me all the time, even when I'm grumpy and I tell you not to. Sometimes, I think you're doing it specifically to piss me off. Yes, my toe beans are pink too. Believe it or not, I am very much aware of that. I've had them my whole life. Oh? No. Black knuckles can have pink noses and toe veins. We totally can. I mean, just look at me. I am a black knuckle, and I have pink nose and toe veins. So I am living proof that. And how would you know? You're a human. How would you know that all black knuckles have black noses? Are you seeing any other black knuckle girls and pooping their noses? Do I need to get jealous? No? So then, how else would you know? Oh, darling. Don't you always tell me to not believe everything I read on the internet? No. I'm not hyperventilating. I always breathe like this. No. Not the ear scratches. I don't need ear scratches right now. Hey, no, don't stop. Okay. All right, honey. I have to tell you something. So you see, the thing is that I'm not, I really don't know how to say this. I mean, I always knew that one day I'd have to tell you, but, oh, your ear scratches are the best. Can I? Maybe lie on your lap? Thank you. Okay, so the thing is, I'm not actually a black knuckle. I'm an orange tabby. What do you mean, so what? No, being an orange tabby isn't a bad thing. I mean, how do I? Okay, you know the stereotypes about orange tabbies, right? Oh, yeah, right. You're a human, so you probably don't. Okay, so you see, my kind has certain, preformed, generalized opinions about black tabbies. It's like you have stereotypes about blondes or Latinos or people from Florida. And of course, there's absolutely no basis for these claims, but. Well, people say that orange tabbies are. Well, we are simple-minded and naive. And, well, a little bit stupid. And I'm not. Hey, careful, dude. Your future depends on how you finish that sentence. Oh, come on. A lot of people are afraid of vacuum cleaners. That's not funny. Hey, stop that. We can't always air scratch your way out of. No, I'm not angry at you. No, that's so unfair. Touch up my roots every 6 to 8 weeks. Otherwise, my natural orange fur might start showing. What? No, I didn't do it to deceive you. I've been dyeing my fur black since I was 14. So you see, when I was in school, school is tough when you're an orange tabby. Everyone just assumes you're stupid. I mean, it's not just other students bullying you. I get that. Kids are assholes. But it's the teachers too. Like, they would ask me a question, and I would raise my palm because I knew the answer. But do you think they'd ever pick me? And sometimes, you wouldn't believe how open they are about it. I mean, today, I just look back and shake my head about it. But do you have any idea how jarring it is for a teenage girl when her teacher discourages her from enrolling in the math advanced courses? Because there are not many orange tabby girls in them who make it. And it's not just the dumb orange tabby thing. You know, there's also the stereotype that orange tabbies are, easy. As in, easy to get. So you can just be sitting there on the subway waiting for your stop, minding your own business, and then suddenly some random guy just reaches out and gropes your ears? And he's super casual about it because you're an orange tabby, after all. So, you're probably really into it. And it wasn't sexual misconduct because he thought you liked it. And then, when you finish school, you're less likely to get picked for a job. And if you do get a job, you make less money than on average than other fur colors. And it's not like it wasn't hard enough already for a Neko, let alone a Neko girl, to get a job in this town that doesn't require her to wear a maid uniform. My darling, you don't get it. You don't know how bad it was. It wasn't just one asshole teacher. It was everyone. My entire class. The whole school. I would get these stupid nicknames like Carrots, Marmalade, Garfield. And then there's the orange tabby jokes. Why don't orange tabbies eat pickles? Because they can't fit their head into the jars. How do you confuse an orange tabby? You don't need to. They're born that way. Haha, very funny. Ironically, it was one of those stupid jokes that first gave me the idea to dye my fur. What is an orange tabby with a fur dyed black? Artificial intelligence. First, I tried to do tiger stripes. But, those are really hard to pull off when you're on your own dyeing your fur for the first time. I look like somebody had let loose a horde of toddlers with black markers on my fur. So I made a virtue of necessity, and I went all black. And it was amazing! I got no more stupid comments on the street. No more orange tabby jokes. Significantly less guys trying to grope me. It was crazy. Yeah, I've been dyeing my fur for years now. I tried to grow out my natural fur once. I was fresh out of high school, and I came to the city to get a job. I thought I'd left it all behind. I was a new woman now. Fuck those small town bastards with their small town views. I would live a life of my own and not give a frick about what anyone else thought about me. But then, I mean, you think you're grown up. You think that you're tough and that you're above it all. But then one guy says something on the subway or tries to grope your ears, or somebody tells a stupid orange tabby joke, or somebody tries to explain to you how a parking meter works because you're just a dumb orange tabby. How could you possibly know the intricate workings of a parking meter? And suddenly, there you are, 14 years old again, and it all comes crashing back down on you. So, I've been dyeing my fur black ever since. I'm really sorry that I've been lying to you. I really am so, so sorry. No, not the head scratches. You know how much I love it when you give me head scratches. So where do we go from here? I mean, I would get it if now that, you know, maybe you don't want to. No, darling. You don't have to be nice to me, I mean, ever since I met you, I led you to believe that I'm a black knuckle. But now you have to find out this whole time you were actually dating an orange tabby. So now you probably just think I'm dumb and vapid, and that I go out and party every night, and that I will let any random guy just pat my ears like some easy to get. Does that mean you're not angry? I can keep dyeing my fur, so you won't need to be seen with a slutty orange tabby. I promise. All it takes is one quick trip to the bathroom to fix up that one spot.
So does that mean you don't want me to keep dying, my fur? Okay. Yeah, I got it. Well, I was just making sure. It's just, I don't really get it. Back when I was still an orange tabby, it seemed like that everything anyone would ever see in me. Back when I was still an orange tabby, it seemed like that was what everyone ever saw in me. I mean, I had my interests, and my classes, my personality, but nobody ever seemed to notice any of that. They threw me one glance and went, "Oh yeah. Orange tabby, right? She's one of those." So it's a bit confusing when you're... Oh my goodness. I love you so much. So... do you want me to stop dying my fur? Me? What do I think? I haven't actually considered it in a long time. It's just something that I've done for so long, it became second instinct to me. I don't really know if I want to. That is so sweet of you. Yeah, I know that you'll be with me whatever I decide to do. You're just such a darling. But are you really okay with this? This whole time I've been so anxious about telling you because you always told me how much you love me for... Oh, you love it because it's soft and fluffy? Yeah, I guess it'll still be fluffy when I stop dyeing it. In fact, it'll be even fluffier because dyeing it all the time kind of dries it out. I get it. I'll stop dyeing it. There's no need for you to... Stop! That tickles! No. Have I already told you that I love you? You're the best. What could I ever do to deserve you? My orange spot? You wanna... Oh. Okay, and why would that be? I wonder. Oh, okay. You wanna get yourself acquainted with my natural fur color? Is that so? And the fact that this orange spot happens to be on my butt has nothing to do with it. I trust? Of course not. Okay, honey. How could I ever say no to you? I guess sweatpants time has been canceled then. Alright, darling. Have a good look. Mwah.